Once upon a time, many moons ago, there was a love that decided to experience itself here on this earth. Split into boundless form, bound and torn, shaped to be able to grasp itself from without. Like two trees covering a path from opposite sides to find comfort and shade. Light balancing shadows, roots deep, branches stretched for one purpose to give its all to life. This is how Masada and Victoria loved each other. A love that was equally otherworldly and aligned with nature at the same time. They flowed with the seasons, became fresh and anew. No time, no distance separated them. Connected in spirit and in truth, their body and mind could feel each other without being present. The perfect complement, a love that erased the ideas that it's not possible to only love one. Masada would compose songs that would stir Victoria's soul, causing her energy to rise and express from her lips. The melodies of a songbird, a divine expression, angelic in the sense of it being heavenly. Heavenly as it rose above the clouds, filling the different layers and spheres that surround our people. She sang to awaken the nations. Celestial entities bowed their ears to hear her melodies, cause to hear her was to hear God. Masada, her chief composer, her partner, her lover, worshipped the reflection she presented. Divine in his own right, defined in his own light. The stars danced at his arpeggiated harmonies that split notes then combined back together like new life evolving, dissolving into nothing and rising into the sun. To them, a day was a lifetime. A lifetime was but a moment. In the sands that dripped to them, all there was love. Expressive, blissful, organic, tantric in nature. They manifested life to be renewed. Everywhere they touched together was subdued. Surrendering to the spirit that overcame them. This was how life was supposed to be. Till one day, a spirit rose from the ground and able to split into two. It fought and forced, but nothing changed. It became angered at the loneliness, not able to see its reflection in another. It looked up to the moon in the time that evens the day and the stars that give light in the opposite of the night. Howling its prayers, it felt it was never heard. Till one day, it heard laughter and music in the distance. First a faint whisper, it ran to see this strange sound it was not accustomed to. Behind a curtain of trees, it stretched forth its hands to see two souls, Masada and Victoria, basking in their excellence. The spirit did not know what came over it. A feeling replaced the sadness, the loneliness, a new awareness emerged. Envy and jealousy spoke in its mind. Claim what is yours so that you can be divine. Take this love as your own, disrupt their home. Make this beautiful songbird into your slave. Trap her soul inside of a cage. Strip her of her clothes, her freedom, her song, then slay her lover. It's either him or you. This thing that they have in splitting reflections that you could not obtain yourself. Make it your possession, possess her even. Leave her eyes to see and her heart to beat and her lungs to breathe. But her body and mind are yours, take the strings. She is your puppet. All you have to do is get her to eat this fruit. As she will bellow over in pain as divinity is ripped from her chest. But when you see her face again, you will be beautiful. Isn't it? All that matters, all this matter formed a splatter. Find its artistic pattern, no need to wait your turn. This is your life, YOLO. You only get one life to live, might as well live it to the fullest. Fuck the bullshit, I've heard so many fucking lies from the pulpit. So many truths trying to discern what's right. Light could be darkness in a different reality if only my eyes were open enough to be. Now this is the advice the lost gives to the fool to help the blind to see. Niggas, white, black, red, niggas. Ignorance flowing through their core to be a bigger and badder nigga. This quiet soul whispering truth but can't be heard. I've served my term but now it's being deferred. I write to notes telling the story of a love lost ripped from my side. Her vision is only left in my inner sight. I will search to the ends of the earth to find this love again. Victoria, hear me when I call out for you. Victoria, I call your name without shame. I will live a thousand lives until I see your eyes again. My eyes will cry a million tears more than the oceans can hold within. Till I find you, my love, I can hear your heartbeat. And I will follow its rhythm. Bonne nuit à Claire de Lune.